The number of colon cancer cases in U.S. adults under the age of 54 has sharply increased over the last decade. And that's according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association on Monday. And it found that for every 100,000 Americans, more than nine were diagnosed with early stage colorectal cancer in 2019. That figure increased to 17.5 diagnoses per 100,000 in 2022. The sharp increase coincides with the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force's 2021 recommendation to move the starting age for colorectal cancer screening from 50 down to 45. And CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder joins us now. She is also an editor-at-large for public health at KFF News. Dr. Gounder, we always appreciate seeing you and hearing about your insight. Why did the task force make the decision back in 2021 to lower the age, and did it really make a difference?
So the task force lowered the age because we've been seeing an increasing rate of colon cancers among younger people. Mm-hmm. So a 45-year-old today has roughly the same colon cancer risk as a 50-year-old about 20 years ago. So they dropped in 2021 the starting age for colon cancer screening to 45 instead of 50. I was actually one of those 45-year-olds who got my first colon cancer in the last several years. But as a result of this, we are seeing earlier screening, earlier diagnosis. So some of these numbers, or some of this represents just an earlier diagnosis than would have been made in the past.